Stacey Goldberg is sitting in the courtyard outside her Urban Grind Coffee Company, which has been open for just over 2 years on Bay Street.
A lot of long nights, weekends, a lot of work.
She says one busy morning about a month ago, she got a call from someone claiming to be a JEA tech, saying he was coming to shut off her power unless she paid using a prepaid debit card. She and her husband quickly realized it was a scam, but she can see how others might not.
They really have you snowed pretty well. It's not a fly-by-night scam. I think they've done their research, and they're trying to catch you off guard.
They use fear as a factor in an intimidation in getting people to pay. Some businesses have lost more than $1,000.
JEA spokeswoman Jerry Boyce says there's been an uptick in reported scam calls. In Jacksonville, scammers impersonating utilities have targeted veterinarians, car dealers, and hair salons, and they also call residential customers. Boyce says the scammers can appear to be JEA on caller ID.
So your number one defense against these people is to know the current status of your account,
which she says can be checked online or with a phone call to JEA. She says JEA will never ask people to pay over the phone with a prepaid debit card. Customers who miss payments will be noticed on the following month's bill. Then they'll get a letter in the mail, and power still won't be cut off until the third point of contact, which will be an automated call. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.